mismo, la lápiz soy yo. Ya mismo, ahora mismo, la lápiz soy yo. Ya mismo, ahora mismo, la lápiz soy yo. All right, okay. Welcome to Super Rich God, the voice of God. This is your host, Bishop Ricardo Shaw. Again and again, we sing and praying for every one of you that blessing upon blessing be upon you. Amen. Yes, our message for today is Jesus' ways of empowering His disciples. Okay? So, Jesus provide a model of how to develop leader. Let's look at His model in the context of starting and leading a leadership small group to raise up future leaders. Amen. Si Jesus po ang ating modelo, masarap sundin, masarap gayahin, sapagkat sigurado tagumpay tayo. Amen. So we have 9 I about discipleship. Number one, letter I is increase. Say increase. Grow small group members, discipleship into leaders. Okay? The key to winning the masses of the world is building a few discipled leaders. The key to multiplication then is the ability to grow leaders. The numerical growth of evangelism is only sustained by healthy leadership. Healthy leadership is grown through leadership. To win the masses, Jesus trained a few. This type of mentoring, modeling, or tutoring is best done one-on-one and in a small group setting. Small groups benefit leadership development in at least 3 ways. Tatlong paano? Anong benepisyo sa small group? May tatlong way. Letter A. Issues that arise in the small group provide the context for one-to-one meetings. Issue we see in character, faith, attitude, etc. can be addressed one-on-one. Yan ang maganda sa small group. Letter B, they are more efficient when we consider managing our time. Big groups take more time and each person gets less interaction personally. Kaya nga po si Jesus, nung nagsimula siyang gumawa ng 12 disciples, hindi sabay-sabay na gumawa siya ng 12 disciples. Isa lamang ang kinuha niya, si Andrew. And later on, sinamahan ni Andrew yung kanyang kapatid, si Peter. Amen. Which is a piecer of men. Letter C, members mature as they interact with one another. We learn from each other together. Shout hallelujah. Kaya nga po, ako po, nakakalungkot po, nagtanong po ako sa mga kaibigan natin, mga lingkod ng Diyos. Tinanong ko sila ng isang tanong lang, meron ba kayong disciple? Wala po silang maituro na isang disciple man lang. At ang tinuturo nila, marami akong pastor, ay hindi mo disciple yan. At ang iba naman, ang tinuturo, ang disciple niya, anak niya. Sabi ko, hindi disciple yan, dynasty yan. Okay, hindi naman yung kayamanan na ipamamana mo sa anak mo. Hello? The key requirement for potential leaders are, ano yung mga key requirement for potential leader? Pag pipili ka ng isang disciple, piliin mo yung may STA. Yan. Yan po ay para matandaan nyo. STA. Spiritually hunger. Kailangan spiritually hunger siya. Then T is teachable attitude. Teachable siya. Okay? And letter A for STA is ability to follow through with tasks. Amen? Teachable nga, pero hindi naman niya kayang magpatuloy nung pinagagawa mo. So, ability to follow through with task. Amen? Without these qualities, we cannot develop them as leaders. We have to go back and help establish their spiritual foundations. Amen. So, the second I, number one I is increase. Amen? Amen? Number two I, invest. Mag-i-invest ka. Invest personally, invest in their life. Mag-invest ka sa disciple mo. Isa lang. Jesus made it a practice of being with His disciples. The core of His training program was having His disciple follow Him. Observe what happened. Answer their question. Mahirap po kasi na sumasama ka sa leader mo na puro ka question, takot ka magtanong. So maganda po yung small group, kung isa lang yan, ay madali kayo magkakaroon ng bonding. Magtatanong siya ng mga problema niya sa ministry, maituturo mo sa kanya ng tama. As we are together, events will create opportunities for instruction, impartation, and modeling. Give them your time, energy, and attention. We cannot really mentor in neatly scheduled meetings. It is deeper than that. We have to build friendship and relationship. Yung i-disciple mo, kailangan magkaroon kayo ng friendship at relasyon. Amen? Lagi kong sinasabi, kung ako'y kumain ng hamburger, yung disciple ko kakain din ng hamburger. Pag kumain ako ng steak, steak din siya. Pag hindi ako kumain, abay, hindi rin siya kakain. Pag umakyat ako sa bundok, haakyat din siya sa bundok. Pag pumunta ako sa Hong Kong, sama siya sa Hong Kong. So invest. Amen? We have to build friendship and relationship. Number two, invest. Number three, letter I, instruct. Expect whole life obedience to Christ and His Word. Letter A, call them to a biblical standard of life. We are fruit inspectors. We relate to our entire leadership team on the basis of biblical fruit and character. Love, joy, peace, humility, service, honesty, obedience, etc. With husband, wives, children, business, everything. Amen. So instruct. Amen? Instruct them about the standard of Christ. Letter B, call them to a higher standard. Raise the standard. Don't lower it. And letter C, the Bible is our primary discipleship tool. At this point in their life, their quality as a leader is mostly related to their ability to obey God. The ignorance can be tolerated. Disobedience cannot. The lesson of leadership are best learned through obedience, not study. Amen. Amen. So, kaya nga po, ang maganda po sa dinidisciple mo, every time kayo magtawagan sa phone, magkita, laging may pag-uusapan kayo tungkol sa Diyos. Amen? Amen. And number four, letter I, is impart. Impart. Impartation. Give your whole self to them. Serving, sacrificing leaders, grow, serving. Sacrificing disciple, you always reproduce what you are, what you live. So letter A, we cannot really grow leader from a distance. Leaders grow and learn as they watch you in action, in reaction, in trials, in life situations, in challenges, in opportunity, etc. It is not notes on paper or someone's leadership manual that will give you good leaders. It is imparting your heart and life to them. Be who you are. 1 Thessalonians 2:8, so affectionately longing for you. We were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives because you had become dear to us. Letter B, include them in the non-ministry part of your life. Jesus did a lot of training over dinner. Amen. Hindi lang sa church. Si Jesus lagi niyang kinakausap yung mga disciple niya sa kainan. Di ba? Oh. And number 5, letter I, include. What? Include. Do ministry with them. Live by example. John 13:13-15. You call me teacher and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Show them by modeling ministry. Class is always in session. Look for opportunities to let them watch you disciple others. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5-6. Letter B, mentoring. Letter A is again, show them by modeling ministry. Okay? Letter B, mentoring require integrity. We must only preach what we practice and live. Amen. And letter C, do not do anything or go anywhere alone. Always take someone you are mentoring alone with you. Jesus always invited his disciple to do whatever he was doing. So lagi mo siyang bitbit. Saan ka man pumunta, good or whatever. Mission man yan, personal, party man yan, basta lagi mo siyang kasama. And letter number 6, letter I, involve. Okay? Delegate specific ministry opportunity. Ultimately, people learn by doing. So, involve. Matthew 10:1, and when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirit. He to cast them out and to heal all kind of sickness and all kinds of disease. Letter A, give them specific faith-filled, realistic opportunities. Break down success into right size step, big enough to take faith, small enough to be possible. Expect your members to grow as leaders. The leader you are training should be involved in outreach group where evangelism and discipleship are taking place. Letter B, that's why it's involved. Letter B, we have to trust people and trust the Holy Spirit in those people. Trust your your disciple. It never feel like someone is perfectly ready to lead. It never feel like someone is perfectly ready to lead. We may feel we can do a better job if we just do it ourselves. That's what we always do. But mentoring requires taking a risk. Those that guard and control do not reproduce leaders that make disciples and grow ministry. When we release leaders, it releases the gift and anointing they need to lead. When you send them to do something, your Holy Spirit becomes their Holy Spirit, and the anointing for leadership is released in them. Jesus saw healing, salvation, deliverance of the whole world through those disciples. All ministry is through us. Ministry gifts are just gifts. We steward, develop, and pass along to others. Amen. So that is involved. And number 7, letter I, inspire. Help them grasp the heart of purpose of ministry. John 15:15, no longer do I call you servant, For a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. People need vision and revelation, not just information. When we preach what we live, that life is birthed in those we lead. When the disciple catch the passion and vision of Jesus and were equipped to carry it out, he was finished with his leadership group on earth. Number 8, inspect. Give oversight to their work. Luke chapter 9 verse 10. And the apostle, when they had returned, told him all that they had done. Then he took them and went aside privately into a deserted place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. It is critical to give positive feedback and correction. We have to talk about what is right and what is wrong. The best way to do this, talk about issue that limit their fruitfulness as a leader. You have an anointing to see into the life of those you lead as protection and help to them. If you do not help to open their eye to their weaknesses, you leave them defenseless and set them up for failure. Point them in the right direction. Inspect. Amen? Progress, not perfection. Nobody is perfect. Progress. Binabago tayo araw-araw. Evaluate according to their direction. Evaluate according to their direction. Are they progressing? Going in the right direction? Not if they are perfect or not. Hindi po. Nagpro-progress ba sila? And number 9, lastly, the 9I is initiate. Expect them to do this with others. Initiation. Initiate. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit this to faithful men who will be able to teach other also. Matthew 28:18-20. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen? So initiate, expect them to do this with others. Amen? Again in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit this to faithful men who will be able to teach other also. That is the best disciple program. Jesus is our model on discipleship. Disciple is small group, the best disciple one-on-one. 9I for us to perfect and to make Jesus our model. Number 1, again, let's recap, increase. Number 2, invest. Number 3, instruct. Number 4, impart. Number 5, include. Number 6, involve. Number 7, inspire. And number 8, inspect. You need to inspect them. And lastly, number 9, initiate. Amen? Each one, disciple one. And the good news, we will be like Jesus, evangelizing the whole world, making disciple in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. So, thank you for your time on Super Rich God, the voice of God. Thank you for this wonderful moment. Let's pray together. Aming makapangyarihang Ama, Panginoong Hesukristo kasama ng Espiritu Santo. Lord, maraming salamat po dahil ang walang pinaka-the best na mag-disciple o magturo sa amin ay kayo mismo. Kayo po ang nagtuturo, kayo ang nag-instruct, kayo ang nag-invest sa amin, kayo lahat ang nagbigay sa amin ng lahat ng katuruan na ito upang gayahin namin kayo at kami rin po ay makapag-disciple one-on-one sa aming mga napipiling matuturuan. Thank you, Lord, that you teach us to invest in their life. Hallelujah. And to initiate. Lord, thank you for answering our prayer. At alam ko, dahil sa programang ito, dahil sa modeling mo as to disciple people, Lord, alam ko, simula ngayon sa lahat na nakarinig, i-a-adapt nila ang katuruan na ito at gagawin nila sa bawat churches, sa bawat tahanan, nang sa ganon, mas mabilis ang pagbabalik mo. Lord, thank you for answering our prayer. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you and shalom.
Siya mismo, ora mismo, lalapit sa'yo.